could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show. Oh, I got an action-packed one for you today. We're going to talk about disclosure. We're going to talk about, like I said yesterday, we're going to talk about cloning a little bit. We're going to talk about cloning and how that fits in the New World Order. To a certain extent, cloning could take up a whole program. But we're going to talk a little bit about the cloning and transhumanism. And then we're going to move into disclosure. And that's what's going to be the falling away of the church. I think that's kind of important, actually. So stand by. So, when we get started here, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and, you know, I don't have call-ins. I haven't, my network, I don't have it really set up to receive call-ins, and I don't have a chat. But, you know, in the past, I've had call-ins in other networks I've worked on. I've had chat in other networks I've worked on. And, you know, you always get what they call shills, or folks that want to stir up trouble on your chat. You just, it always comes in. And phone calls, they can take, you know, 5-10 minutes. You got to handle them and all that. And just after a while, when you get on a dialogue and get moving, you know, you just, it's just better just put information out and everybody can just do your own research. I'll leave the clues and y'all do your research. It should be your research anyway. You should never take one person's word for anything, especially now. Because you're going to get deception as a rule on the pulpits, the synagogues, and the cathedrals. It just is. When you're falling away, it's not going to be just a few churches here. It's going to be a worldwide falling away from God. In the Old Testament, that brought on the flood. You know, that brought on the flood. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed. So a falling away is no small thing. And what did Abraham? He was praying, and God said, find me one righteous man, and he'll hold back. God holds back if you have one, two, three righteous in the area, wherever. His judgment, you understand this, it's proven out through history. But when you have a falling away, up to a point where it's a God's decision, of course, but at a certain point, he says, okay, that's it. Here comes judgment. You know, the flood, it killed everyone on the entire planet except for 8 people. All right, and it was like estimated 20 million at that time of Nephilim, hybrids, giants, dinosaurs. Oh, you heard me right. All sorts of things going on. Abominations that Satan had manipulated. Satan and the fallen angels had manipulated DNA and so forth to create abominations of his own. And he's trying to do it again. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Except now he has technology. You see. And that's what was going on after the flood, was to then take the knowledge he'd learned from the Old Testament, from the pre-flood Old Testament, and then apply that to the generations thereafter, beginning in Nimrod. You understand? The second wave of fallen angels. The ones in the first flood, in the flood, were chained in utter darkness awaiting judgment. They're done. So he restricted their movements in the second phase of the fallen angels, the watchers, if you will. They can go back and forth to and fro, but it takes effort, it takes work, it takes science, it takes physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy, ritual, murder, war, to absorb that life force of which they need to gather bodies or gather channeling or to come out of the second heaven, which is the universe, into the first heaven, which is on earth, the physical realm. There's 3 heavens total. The third heaven's where God resides. Satan can go to and fro with the fallen angels, the sons of God. Jude 1, Jude 2. It tells you right there. Oh, it's clear. And if you go to Jude, let me pop up Jude here. You all can find it too, I suppose. In somewhere here, let's see, hang in there. In Jude chapter 1, it talks about Jude 1, there we go. Jude 1, 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. The great day, again, is the day of the Lord, which is about mid-tribulation. That's the great day. That's the judgment, the great day, the first trumpet. That's correct. It's because the sixth seal is when the stars fall from heaven. That's when the fallen angels in the second heaven will be cast down upon earth. And those in chains will be released until the judgment of that great day. The day of the Lord begins at the first trumpet. So they'll be on this earth receiving judgment to watch their manipulation of God's creation destroyed it once again. They saw it in the flood, and they're going to see it again. Except this is going to be 3.5 years, not just the flood for 40 days and 40 nights. Click, click. I just got that. The great day is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord begins on the first trumpet, whenever that is. That's God's time. It's His business, not mine. There's no need for me to even try to figure it out because that's nonsense. That's God's timing. You'll know it when it happens, and hopefully you're not here. The rapture is somewhere between the first seal and the sixth seal. Somewhere in there is a rapture of some kind of protection. When it is, who cares? As long as you take Jesus as your Savior, it don't make one lick of difference when it is. Everybody keeps trying to figure it out by some ridiculous blood moons. You got to be kidding me. What, I don't know what school these Hagees and Carl Jessops and all the Jessops, whatever, Gallups, all these people, I don't know where they went to school, but it can't be theology. Because there's only one moon that turns red, blood red, and family. That's in the Bible. And they're going outside the Bible. God help them. But on the sixth seal, Revelation 6, 12 to 17, look it up on your own. Right there it is, a great earthquake. God's wrath is coming, baby. God's wrath is coming. And the abomination of desolation when the Antichrist walks into Jerusalem and declares himself to be God and has them to cease their sacrifices. Because he declares himself to be God. You don't need to sacrifice anymore. I'm here. And you're going to say, well, wait a minute. I thought they stopped sacrifices. Yeah, they did. But they started back again, the first seal, when all the religions come together. And we're going to talk about that today. When those religions come together as one, under Supreme Council, Earth Constitution, aha, that's where that fits. Religions are brought together. Wow. And that's when they'll begin the sacrifices again, because that's a slap in the face of Jesus. And they rebuild the temple in that first seal, peace and safety and prosperity and all this other Osteen and Tony Robbins and all this other prosperity movement nonsense is for, to placate the world public. That first seal placates mankind for a short season. Then World War III starts. The real World War III. It'll be between Islam and the political Zionism to fight into complete exhaustion, physically, mentally, morally, every which way you think of. And that's when the old Roman Empire will come out. That's the mortal wound. And then from then on, it's just ugly, you see. And they'll lead in the second, third, fourth, the apocalypse, the fifth seal, souls on the altar, those that are loyal to Jesus Christ. There'll be martyrs. There will be martyrs. Martyrs bring followers. Well, it did in the Colosseum days. Forbear, forbear. Changed everything in 404 A.D. Family, God's way ahead of the game. And He tells you what's going to happen. But you have to play anyway because it's our tribulation and test of our loyalty to Him and our patience and to work with each other. He better start practicing now. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and then we're going to get hopping here and get to moving. If this thing goes down again, like it did yesterday, go to TalkStream, actually go to TalkStream Live anyway, and go through the photo there, or, well, actually you can do that and go to the website through the photo of me, and, or the green bar, that's on the right-hand side of my name. But going through the photo, it clicks and it hits a back door to the website. I don't know how that worked, but somehow or another, HostGator had some troubles and problems exactly at the time my broadcast came on. And it came back on about 15, 10 minutes later, long enough for the broadcast, and then it went back crazy again about 6:15, 6:30 yesterday. I wasn't able to download some programs till this morning. I don't know. Anyway, we're good to go right now, y'all. So y'all come on back now here. Anyway. But do go through TalkStream Live. And I like to do that to see, you know, how well I'm doing there with everybody else and so forth. We're talking today about cloning in the New World Order. We're talking about disclosure in the New World Order. And I'm going to throw in some news in there on top of it. And it doesn't cost a thing. Doesn't cost a thing. It's all free. So you stick around. And we're going to get with it. Lord, we come today with you in prayer, Father. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we submit this prayer. Father, we pray you cover us in the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we are able to broadcast today and tonight in Bible study and, Father, in this broadcast today. Father, we call upon you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, we lay them upon the cross. And, Father, that you remind us of our sins we can't remember so we can repent of them. Lord, we also pray for our family members, our family members that need healing of the mind, healing of the body, and Lord, those that need healing of the soul. That Lord, you use what our experiences are and what our temptations and trials and our tragedies and our families, Lord, that you bring together families, touch the hearts of those that come around us, and that, Father, give us opportunities to witness the love of Jesus and how to be saved. Lord, we know that that Holy Spirit is going to be touching souls. But we know, Father, too, that Satan knows this is going on. And, Father, he'll increase his activities and he'll increase his evil and cause his minions to move around more. And, Father, we need that protection even more now than ever before. That's why, Father, we pray on the armor of God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over our families, and everything that belongs to us, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, for giant warrior angels and those to be loosed from heaven and surround us and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells and charms and fetishes, psychic prayers, psychic thought, all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. And Father, also the jinxes, the potions, the bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way or a family member's ways, to return it and the demons to the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they too may be set free from the bondages of Satan. And Father, to do this, we pray on the full armor of God. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you put on this full armor of God, that your angels put on the full armor of God, that a battle we know is not against flesh and blood, but it's against those rulers and authorities and the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the unseen world in the second heaven. And Lord, we pray on that belt of truth. And so it may be buckled around our waist and centered by your truth, Lord. We pray on the breastplate of righteousness, and to protect our vital organs, our inner man and woman, and cover our integrity, spirit, and soul, and guard our heart with a wellspring of life. And Father, we pray on the gospels of peace. We choose to stand in the shoes of your good news and on the firm foundation of our solid rock, Jesus Christ, because all other ground is sinking sand. And we'll pray we not slip or fall, but our feet be firmly fitted in the lordship of Jesus. Father, we pray on that shield of faith and put it in our hand right now for protection. As we take up the shield of faith, we ask you, Lord, you might extinguish every dart and arrow launched in our way from the enemy to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally. And Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation. And we ask you, Lord, to protect our minds and our thoughts so we can lead, that will lead us astray, to protect us, Lord, so we won't be led astray. And Father, we also, and finally, pray on and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in the King James Bible. And Father, we pray this offensive weapon in our hand and ask that you write the Word on our hearts that be fitting for every encounter we face. And lead us, Lord, in witness to others about the love of Jesus. And Father, with all kinds of prayers, of supplication, intercession, Father, we pray to you, Lord, as the one who fights our battles. Now we're in your armor to walk away. This prayer is covered and ready to face the day and the broadcast and this week. Lord, we also pray, finally, for those veterans that's been affected by the psychotropic drugs, thoughts of suicide to be taken away, and to silence those voices in their heads, Lord. It's all technology. And Lord, most of them don't even know this, Father. We pray, Lord, that you bring this knowledge up through whistleblowers and somehow, Father, silence those voices and take down their technology. And Father, we pray for the children. Finally, we pray that, Lord, that you'll guard them against being abducted and taken in for the sacrifice of these, by these Wicca and by these witches and by these Satanists and all these like. That, Lord, you protect the children or guard them or bring them home to you and protect the families, Lord, to give them hope or give them comfort in these times of their pain. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we're going to, oh boy, I tell you, in your lives, in your work, your homes, you're going to start seeing a difference, because I know in ours that the supernatural is moving. It's not about Bundy out in Nevada. Bundy's worked with the feds anyway. Family, it's all Illuminati, false flags. That's what it's all about. Gets up and rising. I may talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow I was going to talk about armed rebellion and what that really means and the reality of it. There's so many veterans. I'm a veteran. I'm a former U.S. Marine, Marine officer, ground unit. I know tactics. And I'm also a former anti-terrorist, anti-terrorism, force protection from overseas in Kosovo, Yugoslavia, and the Congo, and Saudi Arabia. I've been there. And worked in government contracts, UN contracts, just whatever. I'm a whistleblower now. But I know what these suckers are up to. I know who they are, too. And family, it's going by book. The book, the King James Bible, is the only true word of God on the face of this planet. And there's not one theologian, not one, anywhere on the face of this planet, I don't care where he's from, it don't make one lick of difference. In the past 400 years, not one theologian has ever proved or even begin to destroy the credibility of the King James Bible. Now, the others are easy to destroy. The NIV, the New American Standard, whatever, all of them. Because all of them are corrupted. From one source, by the way. And they can try as they will. They can be, you know, like a spread the peacock feathers and go cock-a-doodle-doo. That's chicken, isn't it? Anyway, that's the only way they can do it. It's by flaunting their knowledge which really turns out don't have any. The King James Bible stands alone of any Bible you got out of 323. It's the only one that's going to tell you the truth. And that's the truth. You see. And it's by evidence. I mean, there's no way around it. And, you know, they can do cock-a-doodle-doo all they want. But it serves no purpose. Family, it is very important and vitally important when you do Bible studies, when you do your own research, you do, study, whether you're conducting one or yourself you're doing one, that you use the right Bible. Now, right now, you can turn to Revelation 22, 18 and 19. It's clear. You're not to add to or take away from the words of that Bible. Not one iota. Titter tittle. Not one. And every Bible that you have does just that. It removes words, verses. And these preachers, rabbis, and priests support it. Support the corrupted ones. They're going to answer to a much higher authority than anybody else. And that's God. All we can do is warn and be watchmen. That's in God's hands, you see. It's going to come back around and we'll bite them. But in the meantime, and this, we were talking Baptist churches, Presbyterian, Methodist, Dad, you name it. It's the majority, not the minority, that's doing this. That's not good. That's bad. Now today, I'm going to cover just a little bit, famous last words, about the news. I also want to pray, everybody to pray for a friend of mine named Eliza Edison, who is sick and may have, don't know for sure yet what she might have. She's very young, and to pray for her that she don't have any long-term illness. So, you know, I guess only time will tell. Family, we are all under grace. And what is grace? When it says you're under grace, what does that really mean? Leviticus 4. Two, speaking to the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord, concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin. For he hath sinned a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. Now that was offerings of animals before the Jesus. We were under the law then. Mankind was under the law, which means the sacrifice of bullocks or sheep or, you know, animals at that time was anticipation of the coming of the Messiah. Don't know the name yet, right? They didn't know the name, just knew one was coming. And that's what was sacrifice all about, even Cain and Abel. That was supposed to sacrifice. Abel did, but Cain, of course, has his own ideas about it. He was told what to do. He refused to do it. He wanted to do it his way. Sound familiar? He got cast out. Sound familiar? So Abel did the right way and shed blood. It's the fourth coming of the martyrs yet to come. So Jeremiah led the way for the change to come. The paradigm change, the disposition, whatever you want to call it, dispensation. And then John the Baptist introduced him. This is Jesus. Of course, Mary already knew that, right? Yeah, she did. Mary, did you know? Of course, Mary is not immaculately conceived. And Mary, you can't pray to. She's with God up there, of course. But she's not divine. And she does not hear your prayers. Nor the rosary beads. Beads have nothing to do with nothing. Except jewelry. The Muslims have that too. Well, actually, Middle Eastern religions have those too. That's interesting. Anyways, so the sacrifice of animals was anticipation of the coming Messiah. So that meant that it was anticipation, but didn't save you by sacrificing the animals. So those men of God of the Old Testament didn't go to heaven. They went to a place called paradise. That was in a chism, a separation from Hades, Sheol, a cross that ones in Sheol and Hades, hell, could see. But they were in paradise, waiting for the Messiah to finally come. You got that. And so when Jesus Christ said, it is finished, that's what it was, it's finished. He died in those 3 days. He went to paradise, where he also saw that criminal that he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. You see? And he preached to the Old Testament saints and the criminal that accepted him on the cross. Without baptism, by the way. Doesn't mean you don't get baptized. It's outward show of your obedience, but it's not required. But doesn't mean you don't do it. It's not required. You can't, you know, when you get saved, you can't say, oh, I gotta find me a preacher somewhere and get splashed with water. It don't work that way. God can baptize you in the Holy Spirit. The act of baptism under water is an act of obedience. Nevertheless, he preached to the Old Testament saints. And then they were released from paradise and went to heaven. Because they had then seen the Savior. And then after that 3 or 4 days, he came back and, Mary, look at me, and I'm not the gardener. You see. And you know the story there. He is on the earth, seen by a multitude of witnesses. And Thomas was one of the last ones that said, besides the 500 that saw him ascend, but Thomas was the last one of the disciples that he held out. I don't believe it until I see the soul is slit in his side and the holes in his hands and his feet. I don't believe it until I see it. Well, hello, Thomas. Here I am. You see, you know the story there. Family, he's coming back again, too. You best be ready. We're under grace. Grace is getting what we do not deserve, but we deserve through his love and his sacrifice. We're coming approach, 2 days to the 19th of April. I'm going to talk a few minutes here, a little bit about the news, and I got people telling me, which they know I get off on track. I get off track. I get, well, actually none of this is off track, but it is from cloning. But but it's also connected to the 19th of April. It's coming up real soon. I'm not going to spend a lot of time today talking about it. Tomorrow I can, but family, the 19th of April, 18th and 19th and 20th of April are sacrifice days. Now, I'm going to talk about more tomorrow, but they need those human sacrifices, these Satanists, these evil, and that's why I pray the way I pray, to take that life force, that energy given up by pain, torture, to manifest these fallen angels. And this is a very important year. They need to come into this realm, and that's how they do it. If you remember, the fate of those girls abducted in Nigeria just disappeared, 100 of them. I pray for them. You got students that were trapped in the sinking ferry all of a sudden. They can't find them either. Over a couple hundred people. You have no sign yet of missing, 100 missings after the South Korean ferry disaster. You had that flight 370 disappear with people, possibly. All these disappearing people all of a sudden. All this disaster all of a sudden. And they're not done. You're going to see some more sacrifices between now and the 21st, and certainly the end of April to the 1st of May. Now, tomorrow I'll talk in detail about that, but this involves physics, chemistry, biology, alchemy, manifestation of spirits, and the demonic realm coming to this earth. Always has, always will. But there's going to be a manifestation, physical manifestation, that's called disclosure. That's disclosure. You understand? The fallen angels in the second heaven, manifesting here in the first heaven, they need that life force, that life energy expended through torture, through death, destruction they cause. Shaman created a lot of these forest fires. The forest fires extinguish life of the plants, the animals, the force, harp, creating weapon, weather anomalies, uses that energy. They hide it under cold weather. The cold weather has a lot to do with manifestation of the demonic realm. These orbs you see and UFOs, family, that's all a bunch of hocus pocus, fallen angel nonsense. But the fallen angels are real. All this is connected. You got the court taking up the case of Oklahoma gay marriage case. Oklahoma is the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. If they get enough states to put forth making gay marriage legal, that's going against God. God's going to hold them all accountable. This is how it really works. God gives permission to Satan to act further once we turn away eventually. But once a state or a country turns away from God by changing the laws, hold on to your seats. It's going to be a rough, rocky ride. That's what they're trying to do. In Sweden, the state's going pro-FGM, allowing female mutilation of the genital organs. Swedish state is going pro, so avoid being called racist. That's the trick. That's what they're doing. Sweden, you see what they're, it's all going at one time. Link up these dots here. They're talking about a military coup of the U.S. government to save the world. These people are fruitcakes. You've got an expert talking about an organ. Watch Oregon, doggone it. Oregon, and that's where General Boykin is going, of course, a Knights of Malta member. Oregon is trying to pass a Child Euthanasia Act and get it as a model from Belgium. And when they do that, and they also, like Hillary, is trying to get past that UN International Rights of the Child Treaty. The U.S. didn't sign it in 1990. But if they do now, then that means that they'll have control of your children. And the children that are disabled, that's what they're using it for now, can elect to euthanize themselves, you see, and you, as a parent, can't do anything about it. They're not telling you this. That's where the health bill comes in. And your old folks can also kill themselves. They're tired of living this way. They want to go and to make it legal. That's what Kevorkian was all about. Made it look like they're on his, you know, against him, but they used him as a model. That's what the Jesuits, the Illuminati, is setting up all along. While we worried about some kind of, I don't know, FEMA camps and all this other stuff going on, and satellites falling from the sky, and Lord knows what else, 911 as an inside job, getting us all tied up while they're working this little boat on the side. That's how they do things. The CDC admits 98 million Americans received polio vaccine in an 8-year span when it was contaminated with cancer virus. Cancer is man-made. Pat Robinson should learn this. HIV was man-made at Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1979. Except they blame God with it. That's what Pat Robinson, who's a third degree Mason, He's a liar. Just like Copeland and Joyce Myers and the rest of them. They're a part of the Freemasons. He's in stars. They're all coming out of the closet. Copeland, the whole lot of them. Chuck Smith. Family, I'm going to name them and can prove it too. John Todd talks about Chuck Smith. Family, Hagee, all of them. All those, the only real great one, last one, was David Wilkerson. And that's why he is murdered. Because he would not bow down like all the rest of them are to 501c3 and to this New Age religion, emerging church, Chrislam, that Rick Warren is bringing out. Mixing up Christianity and Islam together as one. What? You got to be kidding me. But that's what they're doing. And Rick Warren is a Council of Foreign Relations member. That means he's a member of the Illuminati. That's a fact absolute. I found articles and reports of how the CIA uses cancer as weapons. That's what happened to Russo. Look it up. CIA targeted assassinations by induced heart attack and cancer. Family, back in 1973, I've got a study done by Dr. Ralph Schwetzebel, another Illuminati member, but a study that's not well known about coercive behavior modification techniques of offenders. And in this study, they implanted a miniature device and transponder that would deliver an electrical shock to the person anywhere in the world. That was in 73. Now they have microchips, nanobots. 7,800 veterans are suing the government. 7,800 veterans are suing the government since 2010, for septal nose implants of devices. Family, I got the evidence. I just don't have time to go over it all right now. So they can induce a heart attack, no problem. This is not Star Wars. This is 30, 40-year-old technology. Ingraham out of Berkeley. Dr. Delgado out of Yale, of course. Someone sent me a constitution for the World Parliament. Family, they've been working on the Earth Constitution for the longest time. Man, this is not new. This has been working on for a long time. While we're sleeping, snoring, playing golf, watching professional wrestling, watching MMA, watching Miss America pageants and all this sort of thing, Dancing with the Stars. They've been working, family. Family. 1958. Agreement to call a World Constitutional Convention was initiated by four persons. This is Illuminati, 1959 and 1960. World Committee for a World Constitution Convention formed. Thousands signed the agreement. Militia, do you understand what you're up against? You have traitors in your midst. Even General Boykin, Wesley Clark, they're traitors to God and they're traitors to the country. One's a Rhodes Scholar and the other's a Knights of Malta. Rick Warren, Rick Jordan, family. Jesus Christ is the only one you can trust. No human being. Only Jesus. Literally. 1961-62, they had a definitive call to the World Constitutional Convention. It was adopted. Many of them signed, including heads of five national governments. 61-62. In 63-64, when the Jesuits murdered JFK, and then later the Jesuits murdered, Masons and Jesuits murdered Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy. Yes, it did. In 63-64, the same time period, was the first preparatory Congress held in Denver, Colorado, with delegates from five continents, call for the World Constitution Convention. It's publicly issued. They've not been silent and quiet. 1968, when they killed Bobby Kennedy, Jesuits, and Martin Luther King, the first working sessions of the World Constitution Convention held in Elekirchen, something another, Switzerland, in Wolfach, West Germany, with 200 peoples, delegates from 27 countries, five continents. And then they started drafting the World Constitution. Oh, in 1969, 1971, you know what these rascals did? They had a strategy for reclaiming Earth for humanity. Do I got to tell you what that means? Your education has been corrupted since the day it was formed in 1915 or even after. Now, I'm not going to go over every date here, but I think you got the idea here. And they started coming up with the Earth Constitution in 1978 and 1980. And they've been hitting it hard ever since. 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91. Let's see what they got in 99. Year 2000 was the fifth session of the World Parliament held in the island of Malta. Man, they've been having them ever since. And I guarantee you, Illuminati and fallen angels attended. That's where the disasters come from, to bring them in. I don't have time to explain that right now, but that's how it works. Man, they've been working hard. You know, now, I remember I talked to you all about the end times events. Well, I told you, here they go, man. Here they go. Gog and Magog war. Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Israel, we're witnessing the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Any preacher or evangelist that come up with that, I'd leave right in the middle of his so-called sermon. Gog and Magog is at the end of the 1,000 years. We're not there yet. We're not even at the first seal yet. Yeah. And Russia is not it. It's Turkey. Turkey, not Russia. Russia and the United States and China won't exist when it comes to the New World Order, the real one. It'll be Russia, it'll be Turkey from the north sweeping down into Israel. And there you go. That's the one, not Russia. They're trying to fake this one. Putin and Obama, the Jesuits, they all work together with this grand soap opera that they're cooking up. And all their little minions and all the shows and all the pulpits and all that talking about this nonsense, work with them to fake the tribulations, setting up for disclosure. I can't look it up. Gog and Magog at the end of the 1,000 years. Y'all can find that right now if you look. That's when it is. Gog and Magog, what's it talking about? Now, a form of Gog and Magog is the Second World War. Third World War, at the Second Seal. But that's by name. The Gog and Magog War is at the end of the 1,000 years. But World War III is going to be between the Islam, political Zionism, and then the countries taking each side. That'd be Turkey and all the Muslims after Israel. Not Russia. Cloning. You know, I'm going to put this, I'm going to start putting this weekly newsletter out today. I'll do that starting tonight. And also on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I'm going to have 5 parts, looks like, maybe six. 6 parts, 2 hours each. Talk about the age of deception and how this world really works. And don't take my word for it. I don't want you to. But you might want to check it out and research it. But here's what you're going to find out on your Facebooks and other places, that you, YouTube, at your home. Man, you're going to get blasted left and right. It's going to increase when you try to preach the gospel. And when you witness to someone, you're preaching the gospel. Family, a church is not four walls. A church is where two or more are gathered. That's the church he's talking about in the Bible. Everybody gets this gang mentality of going to this one church or one preacher or one religion. It's not about any of that. Nothing. It's about grace. It's about your church. It's not a wall, a name, a marquee, or a mega, or whatever, or any name of a religion. All religions are corrupt, even Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about religion. Nowadays, Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. If you say he is, well, which doctrine do you want to believe? If you believe one, not the other, then you got calling God a liar. There's only one. And that's covered in the King James Bible, and you're under grace. But you got to repent. Take Jesus as your Savior and truly repent of your sins. And God will hear your plea. He'll touch your heart. You'll get those little itchy-bitchies and whoo, and you're going to start crying like a baby. And that's a good thing. Because that means the Holy Spirit descended upon you. Freemasons, if you don't renounce that oath, you're heading to hell. And all good deeds won't get you out of it. You got to renounce. You got to ask God to forgive you through Jesus Christ of the blood oath that you took on the first night that you became apprentice mason. And you got to repent of every oath you took. And if you're a 13th degree, you got a whole lot of repenting to do. Because you have cursed your family four generations. And all the good deeds counts against you, not for you. And that baptism you went to, you might as well took soap, took a bath, because that's all it counted. Until you renounce that blood oath, you're not covered by grace. You're heading to hell. If you don't believe me, look in the Bible. Don't play around with this. You're going to find out when you have the Masonic Bible there, when you've got the Masonic emblems, you're going to have trouble in your family. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have your children rebellious. You're going to have your wife and husband rebellious against each other. You're going to have all sorts of crazy things going on. That's why it's happening. Because you got that, it may be your great-grandfather's Bible from his Mason years. It don't matter. God don't care about that. That ring you got. Get rid of that sucker, man. Melt it down. Throw it away. Well, get rid of it. All that is holding you back from eternal salvation. Man, don't play with this. I'm telling you. You know, if you don't believe me, I can send you information and then don't take my word for it. Do your own. And I mean that in a good way. I mean, don't take one person's word for anything. But this is what's going on in the news. And family, something's getting ready to break. I'm not a prophet, but I sure do some research. And but you got to do your own. You got to do your own. And expect to be attacked. You can count on it. And actually, that's not a bad thing. Because that's an indication that you're going the right path. If you can do the same sin over and over, man, you're not saved. And that not bother you? Holy Spirit is inside you. He's going to convict you. Cloning. Well, I'm not a biologist. I'm just an old country boy. I am a former U.S. Marine. Been overseas, done this, done that, whatever. But I've done some research on everything I do research on. Detailed. And then when I find out a conclusion, I go back and attack myself to prove myself wrong. I got a way I vet out my sources and myself. I'm sure you have your own way, and that's the way you should use. So if I make a mistake, then remind me. But you better do the research. In January of 2001, there's a bunch of scientists led by Zavos, Dr. Zavos, a former University of Kentucky professor, Z-A-V-O-S, and Italian researcher, Cervinio Antonari, and they planned to clone a human in 2 years, by 2002-2003, according to them. And about the same time, he had news surfaced about an American couple who planned to pay $500,000 to Las Vegas company called CloneAid for a clone of their deceased infant daughter. Oh, now, I'm going to shock you with some things today. Some implications, let's call it. Now, they say that neither venture produced a documented success. But in 2004, a South Korean scientist named Hwang Soo-suk, S-U-K, announced that he and his research team had cloned 11 human embryos for the purpose of extracting stem cells. But after you look at his work, after a group looked at his work, Seoul National University, Seoul, Korea, South Korea, they concluded that his findings were false, of course. Hadn't been any confirmed human clone created to date. They didn't talk about 1940s, though, did they? Anyway, when discussing cloning in the sense of doing it to make a duplicate of an organism, what they're not telling you is the incarnation of a human being by the supernatural realm, channeling, overshadowing. And when the family dedicates their infant to Lucifer, it is inhabited by a demonic entity. It can be done way beyond cloning. And the DNA can be modified and changed by the energy that's contained. And we'll stop there for that right now. That gives them the supernatural. But that's how it happened before the Old Testament with the dinosaurs. And the Neanderthal. This was abominations that were manipulated by Satan using human DNA. Trial and error. You got it? Anyway, well, now they have cloning. Now, they're not going to produce positive results to the public. They will put out that they did it to cover that aspect, but if they had success, they're not going to tell you. Family, in 1985, I found reports where they'd cloned a pharaohs of Egypt. Yeah. That's a little bit before 2001. Human genetic material, largely undamaged after 2,400 years, was extracted from Egyptian mummy and was being grown in a laboratory in 1985, April. In April. Huh. April 16th, 1985. Anyway, it was result of a dramatic sort of series of recent accomplishments, means it was before that, using molecular biology that studied links between modern age and life. So now, details this recovery of the DNA from the mummy was published in a scientific journal, Nature. Now, Dr. Savat Pabo of University of Uppsala in Sweden believed to be the first in which DNA, genetic material in all forms of life, which is what that is, had been resurrected and duplicated from an ancient human or from other specimens of such antiquity. Well, that certainly doesn't match the report that I got also from those scientists in 2001, 2004. Man, they lie. Man, these people lie. Ah, boy. Anyway, the ability to reproduce DNA from this kind of source, they had anticipated, would be an aid to archaeology and study of evolution, which is no evolution. Evolution was guided by the abominations created by the fallen angels before the flood. That's what the flood was all about, to eliminate the dinosaurs and the Neanderthal and the Sen and the Nephilim, the giants of created by the marriage of, or not the marriage, but the union of daughters of men, the sons of God of the Old Testament, which they accomplished again after Nimrod, after the flood. That's where Goliath came from, and Og, O-G. Look it up. The skinwalkers of the western plains of America. Well, then northern, the North American continent. The Indians finally wiped them out around the 10th or 11th century. These were 12 to 15 foot warriors, giants, superior strength. cannibalistic. They could outrun a buffalo. Family, we're not talking tall, lanky basketball players or men that were, you know, die early. No, we're talking giants that were full-bodied specimens of humankind that had copper-based DNA in their system because the hybrid of the fallen angels had a different DNA than mankind. Mankind has iron oxide or carbon-based DNA. The fallen angels, when they take a physical form on this world, it's a copper-based DNA. That's why they call it blue blood of the Merovingian bloodline. This offspring of the pharaohs of Egypt. You see. Y'all connecting the dots here? How deep this really goes? Now, University of California, there you go. A Tavistock organization, University of California. That's where Ingraham was Berkeley. Hey, okay. And by the way, University of California. Oh, my. The University of California was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations in 1993. That's listed one of the card-carrying colleges in the Illuminati University. There it is, University of California. Education CFR members. Oh, what a web we weave. They detected DNA in a sample of muscle from a mammoth that died, well, they say 40,000 years ago. There's nothing living 40,000 years ago. Carbon-14 is bogus. But 1984, this same group extracted reproduced DNA from an African mammal called a quagga. They became extinct about 100 years ago. It was a relative of the zebra and the horse. And the genetic material pretty much represented for the first time the biochemical resurrection that they had achieved it with the DNA of any extinct animal was with this quagga. It was a notable achievement by Dr. Wilson, who is leader of the research group in Berkeley. So they'd pulled out this mummified DNA. Then when they talk in the reports, they talk about another 25 million years ago. So that's when they kind of lost me. Because I know that's not true at all. And they start talking about us being part of the monkeys. Ooh, 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 you know what I mean? And no, sir, it's not possible. The Bible confirms we're 6 to 10,000 years old. The earth is. When you follow the generations. I'm not going to go there right now. Cloning. Now, the changes in mammals, in the species of DNA, occurs over time, they say, can be used as evolutionary clock. To a certain extent, that's true. The DNA from cell nuclei changes at the rate of about 4% each certain period of time. Now, they use the term a million years. But what they're not taking into account is a manipulation of the energy produced by the fallen angels. The manipulation of DNA by their own energy. It accelerates the growth process through alchemy. Now, they can't tell you that. So they put in certain scientific reports of it in certain ways that people understand it. Then they start throwing in a date here and a time there. Now, the way it works basically is this. They take the human egg donor, female. They take the donor egg and they remove the nucleus out of the donor egg. Leaves it empty. Then they take the cell removed from a person to be cloned. They take a cell from him. And they fuse together the insulated egg and the cell with electricity. Bzzz. There you go. It's alive. It's alive. Okay. So now they got egg fused with cell. It starts producing embryos. Then they implant that embryo into the surrogate mother. And she got baby, a cloned baby. Now, if you dedicate that baby to Lucifer, or you dedicate that ancient Pharaoh baby to the fallen angel that used to be before, you got an incarnation, don't you? Through ritual and sacrifice. You see what happened? That's called a chela. They don't tell you that. Now, what kind of cell can you also use? You can use the cell of an animal. Wonder how that would work. Oh, we can go places with that. Y'all ever heard of the mythological gods, the creatures back in mythology? Family, I'm going to tell you right now. Those were the fallen angels and men of renown. Superior strength, abilities, created not by the current day cloning methods, but by alchemy and knowledge of the fallen angels. Manipulation of DNA. DNA could be manipulated by language over a long period of time. By positions on the earth over many generations will change the body structure over a period of, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 generations will change the body structure of that family bloodline. Oh, it gets really creepy. And why do you think God sent the flood? Now, if they say, if human reproduction or cloning proceeds, and this time, of course, it did already a long time ago, the primary method that scientists would likely use is called somatic cell nuclear transfer. Somatic cell nuclear transfer, which is called SCNT. And it's the same procedure that they use to create Dolly. You know Dolly, right? I need to have one of those sound things where I hear cheap going. Anyway, this somatic cell transfer method starts when doctors take the egg from the female donor, remove the nucleus, creates a enucleated cell, and the cell contains DNA taken from the person who's being cloned. Then this egg is fused together with the cloning subject's cell using electricity. Uh-huh. Think about that now. And that creates an embryo. Is implanted in the surrogate mother through in vitro fertilization. Now, what if you put that into a cow's womb? Oh, it just gets uglier and uglier and uglier. Now, that begs the question. When I was born, and my mom said I was one ugly baby, but that's okay with me. But when I was born, who did that electricity? Who did that electricity? Now, they didn't have somebody sitting by there with a bunch of wires and go click with my mom now. So who did it? Did I do it myself? Well, here I am. Psst. Did my mom do it? My dad do it? No. Who did it? Was a three-letter word. It's not a word. But he's a creator. His name's God. He did it. Started my little old heart beating. Put that little old soul right on in there. And I became a living soul. Came out ugly. But I grew from a little old seed connection. Who started that spark? And it weren't no scientist. It was God himself. Did the same thing for you too. You see? Kind of a different way. But this is man-made. Now you see how you had Neanderthal and dinosaurs. God, Satan is the architect. And what does the architect do? The architect don't create. See, Freemasons call God the great architect. Well, that's demeaning. That's their God. Satan is the architect. But God is the creator. The architect doesn't create the materials he uses. He just uses materials already created. Remember that. So they are admitting that Lucifer is their God. The G in their Masonic emblem thing, the square and the compass, that G is little g God called Lucifer, Satan. And they're right. He is an architect. He is not the creator. Remember that too. So when you hear somebody say, oh, I love God, I love Jesus, I do this, and you know, God's a great architect, man, you got yourself a Mason in front of you. You hear somebody say, oh, I love the Christ. I don't care who it is. You got yourself a New Ager in drag, pretending to be a Christian. Pray for him. Witness him. Her, whatever. God is not the architect. He's a creator. But in Dali, and I ain't talking about the Dalai Lama, you know that at the surrogate mother gives birth to a baby, it's a clone of the cloning subject, at the end of a normal 9-month period of time, they can accelerate that period of time in chambers. Oh, boy. The little grays. The little grays, they talk about aliens. Hey, cosmic top secret guy there. You know, where you get your, you go into 4-foot doors, deep underground military bases, all that hotshot stuff in your favorite parking place. Those little bodies they're producing houses demons that's going to eat your butt up alive. When God removes the protective hedge, they're going to turn on you. They're going to turn you into yesterday's dinner. That'll become your grave in deep underground military base. You'll have no escape. Being a security specialist that I am, I know you make it really, really hard to get in. Yeah. Well, there's a problem. It's going to be really, really hard to get out, too. That's the downside of having a really secure area, is you can't get out either. And they're going to make sure you don't. You better get out of there. Find your job at Burger King, whatever. I wouldn't do that either. Anyway, start your own business. But get out of there and take Jesus Christ as Savior. If you don't, you better hope that you have the presence of mind to drop on your knees and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you before they kill you. I don't mince words at all. It's coming. You understand? But anyway, their success rate for this type of procedure, they say, is small in their reports. And they say it works only about one or two out of every 100 embryos. They say that Dali was a result of 277 previously failed attempts. Well, so if they tell you now, then you know they've been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. And they certainly cloned Adolf Hitler when he came over in 1945, 46. They didn't kill Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a Merovingian bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. He was second cousin, or third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Churchill and Stalin. We're all same family bloodline. You understand this? Yeah, buddy. They sure were. They're all family. History books are monstrously wrong. Look it up. Do the research. Operation Paperclip, 1945-46. 10,000 Nazis were brought over to the United States. 10,000. While our ancestors, or whatever, had our eyes on Nuremberg trials, that was another false flag. There was nothing going on. They're just taking the little guys, like the bankers, you know, whatever, and putting them in jail or doing this, doing that, executing them, whatever. They're throwaways, just like the bankers today. We're going to arrest the bankers. We're going to take over the New World Order and have a... That's the biggest load of nonsense I've ever heard in my life. It ain't bankers, family. The bankers are nothing but shoe shine. Boy, come over here and shine my shoe, banker. We're talking Italian and German Illuminati of the highest level. Breakspear, Aldo Brandina, Borgia, Orsini, Farnese. And man, I'm going to tell you something. There aren't Jews there. And yeah, you got your Rothschilds and your Rockefellers and your DuPont and Reynolds and Bundys. They're Illuminati. They want you to see those. But the inside are Roman, Italian, and German. That's the real Illuminati. And they got others insider. It's hybrids. They're all hybrids. Family. They're fooling everybody. But anyway. So your human cloning, they got to keep secret because they want, you know, the anti-cloning groups to come up yet. And they would expect, they expected kind of a reaction to space programs, race to the moon, rock and roll, all this kind of thing, groundbreaking accomplishments. They do it in secret. It's no big deal for them. Reengineering human reproductive process occurred before the flood. As in the days of Noah, they had reengineered the human and animal reproductive process by trial and error. Today they do it by computer and cloning. You got it? Stem cell research. Hey, Tom, what's that on your elbow? What's that on your arm? Oh, that's I got a bad ear. I grow me another one on my arm. Oh, yeah. Is that your pet mouse? Yeah. What's that fun looking thing on that pet mouse? Oh, I got me a new ear. Yeah, that's my ear on that pet mouse right there. Oh, that's true. Whoa, man. I tell you what, they are playing with fire. No pun intended. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. You know, at the outset of this clone craze that's going about, you put it in the movies, family. They put it in the movies and TV. Scientists and companies focus on exploiting the science fiction aspects of this technology. Savos and Antonori mentioned earlier that I talked about. They looked at developing cloning to aid infertile groups and groups now, I guess. And boy, that can have some implications for same-sex marriage, can't it? Oh, man. $50,000 for the service. It would involve injecting cells from infertile male into an egg that would be inserted into female's uterus. The child would look the same as his or her father. Then there's a possibility of bringing a deceased relative back to life. Hey, you guys that got trouble with your mother-in-law? Oh, that'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it? Oh, and backwards and forwards. Oh, my goodness. There was a company no longer around called Genetic Savings and Clone, performed this type of cloning for a woman's dead cat, little Nikki, 2004. You got cloning on TV, movies. Remember The Island in 2019? Well, set in 2019, called The Island. Wealthy people kept clones of themselves on the island. So if they ever get hurt, they can snag a body part from the clone by murdering them or her. Huh? How about that? How about the boys from Brazil? You like Gregory Peck, Freemason? Huh? I ain't like him. You may want to steer clear, preserve the old school, the image, because the... If you like your movies about neo-Nazi cloning projects, get the popcorn ready. How about multiplicity? Doug Kinney. He clones himself without telling his family. How about Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. He had one, didn't he? into some kind of movie. Boy, oh boy, you can pick your jaws up off the floor. And therapeutic cloning, the process of which a DNA, person's DNA is used to grow an embryonic clone. However, instead of inserting the embryo into the surrogate mother, its cells used to grow stem cells. So these stem cells is to become the basis for customized human repair kits. They grow replacement organs, hearts, livers, skin. Used to grow neurons to cure those who suffer from Alzheimer's. Where's God in all this? He's not. Where's faith in all this? It's not. What man makes and fallen angel make is temporary. You get Neanderthal. Are y'all connecting dots? Bzz, bzz. Parkinson's, Rett syndrome, they give you all this good stuff. But it ends up being an abomination to God. And people keep forgetting about Sodom and Gomorrah and keep forgetting about the flood. Yeah, these little things like that. Therapeutic cloning, they take the DNA from the sick person. Psip. The DNA is inserted into a nucleus seeded donor cell. The egg divides like a typical fertilized egg and forms an embryo. Stem cells removed from that embryo. So any kind of tissue or organ can be grown from those stem cells to treat ailments and diseases. It will tell you the downside about possession, about it's against God. They don't tell you about that. They don't tell you you need faith to God to... I don't think Jesus did any of that cloning when he said you can see or bring. I don't think that he brought Lazarus back to life because of some cloning research. I mean, the Creator don't have to do that. He give you a brand new whatever, but you got to have that faith. And sometimes our maladies are a test and a tribulation for us, because when you go to heaven, you got a perfect body. Sometimes our maladies are result of our sin, as he allows it to happen, or to strengthen us. Depends. That's between you and the Holy Spirit. I'm not going there. If therapeutic cloning were to begin in earnest, they say, it would increase demand for eggs and potentially create additional moral questions. And that would be the understatement of the year. Ethics, so forth. Now, that's the beginning part of this cloning. It's much, obviously, much more complicated. Implications. Now, watch this. Why do you think that the fallen angels preserved the mummies so well with all their servants killed, everything left there to pick up later, that they knew about this technology already but could not get it done because mankind didn't have the knowledge yet? They had to wait thousands of years to get mankind up to speed by technology increase. Look how much they had to do to get mankind to the point they go back to the Pharaoh's bodies and now extract the cells so they can take back that body they had before. They can bring back a Pharaoh, which was a hybrid, the fallen angels. When they lost that body, that spirit went in the abyss. A fallen angel's body, Pharaoh's. Do you see the implications here? That's the purpose of abortions. Human sacrifice. To get that life force so they could inhabit that body back again. It's taken this long to get mankind technologically advanced to be able to bring them back to life. by possession, overshadowing. Now, this report about the Pharaoh being brought back is quite lengthy, and it has its own little report on it that I'm not going to go over right now. You can find it probably. I want to remind you all that we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, in High Point Radio at .net, highpointradio.net, and KBLU Radio. Blue Raven Network also plays us and simulcasts us on his network. Thomas on High Point, on the Blue Raven Network. But also John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. And he mostly has radio going on up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's expanding his network, and so he's looking for donations or sponsors to help him build his network. All he does, what he does for us, we just allow him to just broadcast our, for me, it's just getting it out more. Now, cloning, I could talk a whole program 2 hours just on cloning. But I told some folks that I was going to talk about disclosure, and I'm going to do that now. Before I do, I want to end it with this, the cloning part, that the fallen angels, the hierarchy, they call them, ascended masters or aliens, they're all the same, sons of God, but they're all darn demons, that's all they are. And they operate with your four-star generals, with your scientists, with your Club of Rome, with your United Nations group, with your Council of Foreign Relations, with your Trilateral Commission. They control humankind all the way to Queen Elizabeth II, to the Pope. Every doggone one of them are controlled by the fallen angels. That's in a nutshell. Fallen angels are led by Satan. And the New Age name for Satan is one called Sanat Kumara. I didn't say Santa Claus. Santa Claus, yeah. Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara is Satan in a New Age identity. They will be at the Wesak Festival. They incarnate themselves by use of alchemy and all kinds of ways at this Wesak Festival. Total evil in May. They need bodies. They need sacrifice. They need blood. Family, this is not TV. This is not some sensational, it is supernatural thing I'm talking about. I'm telling you about reality here. That's where a million children go every year when they're sacrificed, kidnapped, and used. And you're telling me the government don't know about this? Heck, the government's promulgating it. Senator Schaefer was closing down the Child Protective Service because the Child Protective Service kidnaps children and hands them to the CIA that uses them in the Pentagon and overseas and Sweden and other darn place all through the world. This is how they do it. This is how Satan operates. You understand? Clinton and Buchanan, these are high-level priests in Luciferian order. So is Bush and all the rest of them. Now you got the picture? Bohemian Grove. You saw Reagan there, and you saw Nixon there at the same time. Now you getting the idea? All the movie stars, singers, dancers, songwriters signed a contract to Lucifer in Hollywood. Now you getting the picture? Look it up. I got the evidence. By their own admission. You see how far this implication goes? How deep it goes? That's why I pray against it. The fallen angels, the hierarchy, the community, they call them the aliens, the ascended masters, the sons of God. It's all the same. They're coming out of the woodwork in disclosure. Rael is one of a avatar or actual fallen angel. There's 66 of them now. And either way, it's a link to the preparation of what Alice Bailey, a channeler for them, called the externalization of the hierarchy. They expect this full externalization. Now, little by little, they're going to bring these fallen angels in our world to operate publicly. Just in the days of Noah. By human sacrifice, death and destruction. Brings them to this world. And it's no doggone fallen aliens from some planet or whatever. They expect full externalization by the year, specifically, the year 2025. That's not far off. They got 10 years to bring full externalization of their own creation. For them to fully be externalized here in this world. Now you know why you've got the tribulations coming. Because they ain't going to make it. They got to deal with the seven trumpets of judgment. So cloning and providing bodies for these disembodied beings is starting to come out in the public view. There's different ways they take over a prefab bodies, as I call it, by cellas or physical birth, of the appropriation of, quote, a suitable vehicle or body, or direct creation by an act of will, which is rare. It's called full possession. You know, when the eyes do funny things, that's full possession. Avatars was Lincoln, Bismarck, Plato, Aristotle, Beethoven, Buddha, they call him. Many of our leaders, Leonardo da Vinci, these are all avatars. Sir Francis Bacon, Hitler, where the fallen angels operate through humankind by will. That's where they get the knowledge from. They possess the body by these five methods. Incarnation, I've explained. Drugs, marijuana, you see, so it lowers your conscious control. Yoga, that's what this is for. That's the purpose of it. Words of power, incantations, intense desire, meditation. I get this, this is documented. I'm not making this up. The knowledge of good and evil. Now you see why God said don't eat of the knowledge of good and evil. I know. That would beg the question, then why did he put it up there in the first place? Because he had to give us free will, our humankind, free will. To have free will, to love unconditionally, that free will had to be tested or would not be free will. Well, there you go. Now, I can see right now we're going to be going into probably tomorrow to continue this. I got 30 minutes to go, but I think some of this needs to be brought out in more detail. I've given you cloning an idea of how that fits into the New World Order, like I said it would. Now, family, I can't tell you what they're going to pull off, but first thing they got to do is come up with some chaotic event. Now, they're poking around with it with the Illuminati Bundys, and they're poking around with it with other kind of ways to see if they can spark us to go to a world revolution to justify martial law. And they've always tried to six times in our history already. Yes, there's nothing new. They're trying to test to see how willful we are to go fight and kill each other again. It's the same with our leaders, generals like Boykin, Oliver North, all these people. What's wrong with these people? Pray for them, but doggone it, pray for them to get out of these organizations. Some of them are bloodline. That's no excuse. But pray for them. But I don't know how they're going to bring us into the first seal. I don't know. An all-out nuclear war to start off with, that would bring the disclosure, intervention by the fallen angels as aliens or something. An all-out nuclear war in the Middle East, get it kicked off, or an all-out nuclear war in Korea Peninsula, or a threat of a war would give us disclosure, or Arab terrorists that they control anyway, with threatening to devastate American cities with atomic or chemical or biological weapons, or actually carrying it out somewhere. I don't know. Or a total oil embargo from the Arab nations to support Arab forces fighting in Israel and the Middle East. Or earthquakes deliberately set to cause panic. Or riots American cities. Simultaneous to cause further panic, declare martial law. Or an American presidency weakened because of scandal or infighting, Congress and courts, or an assassination of some kind to further cause panic among American voters, which doesn't work anyway. Or the stock market being crashed, causing panic among all Americans. Jobs immediately begin to be lost, further panic. Or the Antichrist is supposed to appear at the end of the Middle East crisis. If that occurs, then aliens and invisible angels, which will be evil anyway, or to appear to urge all people of the world to support him and his planned earth constitution. Something they're going to pull off. Nixon divided the United States in 1972 into 10 regions when he planned a dictatorship. Executive Order 11647, February 1972, and the following year, Executive Order 11731, and to control all government departments. Sound familiar? But he signed in 73, Executive Order 11495. Before that was FDR planning a dictatorship in 1939, 1941, as he sure did. I got a quote from him. It confirms that behind closed doors. Oh, yeah. Reagan's is going to plan one. Reagan and Carter in 1984-87. Oh, they've all been rascals. And they planned one in 1999, too. Wesley Clark was supposed to start World War III in Kosovo, June 1999. Look it up right now. The man who tried to start World War III. Stopped by Major General Michael Jackson of the British. Basically, he's told Wesley Clark, from the order he's given to him to start World War III, he's going to have to run across the Russians in a firefight. Long story short, Michael Jackson told this James Blunt, his commander of this mechanized force, stand down, disobey that order, don't listen to him. He said to General Clark, he said, I quote, I'm not going to start World War III for you, unquote, Michael Jackson, General Michael Jackson. Family, I've done my research. I've connected these here dots. Yeah, you know. And these are rascals out there. Now, what they're going to pull off, I don't know. But we are divided into 10 regions in the United States, thanks to Nixon. That was his contribution. Another liar, like all the rest of them. Jesus Christ is the only truthful one you're going to find. And he is the creator of this universe. My money's on him. That's a, anyway, disclosure. When disclosure happens, it's got to lead us to the first seal. They got the Pope as a fake, false prophet. They got Obama as the Antichrist. Look up, write down and look up 46 prophecies of the Antichrist. And it lays out there very well, 46 prophecies that describes the Antichrist. And Obama only fits about 19 of them. That's it. I can't confirm this. I cannot confirm it, but it sounds reasonable to me. I had a little bit of a hint that Obama, one of the three cloned Obamas, might be the fallen angel El Moria. I can't confirm that, but it sounds very reasonable. Knowing the task of Moria to bring about the governments. His role, I do know, as documented by the Illuminati, El Moria, is to bring about political cohesion. And of course, they would do that by chaos, but That's Amoria. And he'd need somebody to operate on this world like it did before. And I heard from some others, I cannot confirm, that Obama, being Egyptian that he is, might be the incarnation of Amoria operating in the background. That time he went to the Middle East. I don't know. I'm not going to stand on it. I'm not going to be dogmatic about it. But it sure sounds very reasonable. Now, I disclosure is coming. You've got the majority of clergymen. Well, as a matter of fact, a news brief in January 1997 even Billy Graham was advocating preaching to aliens, like the Vatican. He supports the Vatican. The Vatican is certainly Luciferian. There's no question about that. I'm sorry, but it is. Get right down to it. I've talked about this before. Actually, this past week, I've talked about that. Evidence is clear. Witnesses, Alberto Rivera, Michael Hoggart, Walter Veith. I mean, the background is, you know, this Yahweh, Yeshua, all this nonsense. Jehovah is the name of God. Jesus Christ is his name in English. Yeshua in Hebrew. Yasu in Chinese. But Jesus Christ, the King James Bible, in English is Jesus. So they're trying to get people to say Yeshua. Jeshua. Yahweh. Family. Yahweh is Satan spelled backwards in Tetragrammaton. Ah, it is. It's sneaky. Yeshua. Look it up right now. Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, is the name Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel, is using when he comes back and becomes public view. That's why they're trying to get in the sacred name movement, people to say Yeshua. That's the sacred name movement agenda and Hebrew roots movement and Christian identity and others to go back to the Hebrew roots. Well, I got news for you. Jesus had a new covenant. And when the Jews failed to bring the word of God to mankind, it passed on to the Gentiles. Just happened to be in Greek. Jesus. They lost that task because they split. They denied Jesus. It no longer fell upon them. It fell upon the time of the Gentiles. And the Gentiles, before that happened, God's word was hidden in the Alps, and that's why they call it the Dark Ages. And the same word that was hidden in the Alps was pulled out during the time of King James. 5,000 documents plus the Textus Receptus, thanks to Erasmus, included the Masoretic Texts, the Old Testament, that's it, makes up the King James Bible. The true word of God. The only true word of God. That's why they try to get rid of it. Then came out. And notice, at that same time period, in the 16th, 14th, 16th century, when technology exploded, Satan knew he had a short time. Oh boy, oh boy. Anyway, so they set us up for alien knowledge and alien the probability of aliens out there in 1897. H.G. Wells, Freemason, wrote a novel that tickled everybody's fancy called War of the Worlds in 1897, 1893 and 1897. 1897, I think it was. That was used by the Freemasons for predictive programming to set us up. John Dewey, father of American education, was the planning process of setting up the extraterrestrial hoax. He's part of the planning. He's a humanist, of course. Well, I got evidence here. I only go with evidence. And I've said this before, and I know my regular listeners are going to say, oh, we're going to hear that. We're going to hear that again. Yeah, you are. During the planning of this extraterrestrial menace, an extraterrestrial hoax, goes back to 1917, back to 1897. But 17 years after that novel uses predictive programming, getting everybody thinking, you think there's really, you see, that's what it's for. Then around the early part of the 1900s, John Dewey got in the process of planning the extraterrestrial hoax. And he said, and I quote, someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose, unquote. And do you know that Ronald Reagan, Star Wars guy, a pretend patriot and movie star, Freemason, yeah, about that, huh? And did you know he said this same quote 5 times in the administration? Did you know that October, when was it? October 1938, the War of the Worlds broadcast. Whoa, what a coincidence, right? No, it wasn't a coincidence at all. 1938, Orson Welles had a broadcast. Remember? War of the Worlds broadcast? Did you know that in the fall of 1937, that the Rockefeller Foundation funded the project in the fall of 1937 for the War of the Worlds broadcast? Is meant to be a broadcast used as a psychological warfare experiment conducted by the Princeton Radio Project in 1938. Funded by the Rockefellers. Isn't that a hoot? Out of Princeton University is formed at the School of Public International Affairs at Princeton University. I'll tell you who, too. Paul Lazarsfield. Oh, there's a chicken in the hen house. No. A fox in the hen house. Eat the chickens in the hen house. There you go. Yeah, Paul Lazarsfield, director of the Radio Project. Theodore Adorno. Hadley Contrail, psychologist at Princeton. Princeton, card-carrying member of Tavistock and Department of Psychology, Princeton University. Gordon Allport, Lazarsfield's assistant. He went on to be the Tavistock's leading representative of the United States. Frank Stanton, his researcher from CBS, went on to become president of CBS. 1938, Halloween broadcast, War of the Worlds. They found that an estimated 6 million people heard the broadcast. 25% thought it was real. Most of the people who panicked didn't think it was an invasion from Mars, but was occurring, but rather an invasion by the Germans. How close they were to understanding the truth, though, that was another phase, by the way. I ain't talking about that right now. It's later determined that because the radio broadcast from the Munich crisis earlier, the masses were prone to this. I got a whole study on that. William Dodd will give you a hint of what I'm talking about. William Dodd was the U.S. ambassador to Germany. He wrote, I quote, a clique of U.S. industrialists is hell-bent to bring a fascist state to supplant our democratic government is working closely with the fascist regime in Germany and Italy. I have had plenty of opportunity in my post in Berlin to witness how close to some of our American ruling families are the Nazi regime. Certain American industrialists had a great deal to do with bringing fascist regime into being in both Germany and Italy. They extended aid to help fascists occupy the seat of power, and they are helping to keep it there. William Dodd, U.S. Ambassador to Germany, 1937. You see, Churchill and FDR worked together to plan Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. They worked closely to the Japanese elite. Whoa. And they were working with Hitler. Because in the fifth phase of World War II was supposed to have Hitler invade England and France with the help of Churchill. Because Churchill already murdered J.P. Morgan, 1,201 sailors aboard the Lusitania. I got quotes on that. Now you all understanding what you're dealing with? They'd planned the dictatorship of the United States in the 1940s. I got a map of it, of New World Order. They failed. You know why? Because God's in control. When are they going to learn? Back to disclosure. See, the further we pull away from God, the more latitude God's going to give Satan. Now you see how this can be successful? It's going by the book. In January 1997, a conversation with Billy Graham. The question was asked him in a news brief. Quote, "The discovery of an asteroid from Mars recently raised speculation about the possibility of life elsewhere in the universe. I wonder if that raises any theological questions for you." Question, unquote. Billy Graham said, "Well, quote, it doesn't for me because I believe there's life on other planets. We have this galaxy, the Milky Way, and they now speculate that there are millions and millions of galaxies. And in each galaxy, a trillion stars, planets, and all that. I can't imagine that we're the only one that has life. That would be a terribly egotistical thing for us to say as a planet," unquote. Well, you might as well just throw the Bible out in the trash, because there goes original sin. So you're telling me all these other planets have Adam and Eve? All these other planets have grace because they sin too? Or is it just Earth that's cursed? Which is it? Can't have it both ways. Family, they're all coming out of the closet. Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason. Robert Shuler, Copeland. Joyce Myers is an Eastern Star. You getting the idea? Benny Hinn, Mason. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one. There is no other. No human, no religion, no nothing. No Buddha, no Krishna, no Kalki Avatar, no Bodhisattva, no Imam Mahdi, Elmer Fudd. I don't care. Not a one of them. None of them. Die on a cross for your sins but Jesus. No Mary. Mary is the blessed mother of Jesus up there with him. But she's not going to hear your prayers. But Jesus will. She can't save you, but Jesus can. You know, in a 1992 newsletter, 5 years before that, in Forbidden Knowledge, Billy Graham is quoted as stating that he thought UFOs were angels of God. Well, actually, there is some truth to that. UFOs were taking the shape of the fallen angels of Satan, not God. Because 1950s and 60s, when they didn't have the technology, the fallen angels were taking that form and shape of UFOs. Because remember, they said they could go 4,000 miles per hour. Wow, I saw it. Yeah, it did right angle turns. Man, nothing physical could do that. And they're right. It wasn't physical. It was supernatural. They can take the shape of whatever they want to. On either January 28th or 29th of 1993, Graham, for example, was interviewed on television by David Frost. And he said that he believes people in heaven are sent by God to other worlds to help them in redemption of life. Well, that's real close to what the Mormons believe. And the Bundys are Mormons. Oops. Oh. And Christians, that's Mormons, will each receive their own planet. That ain't going to happen. And even Graham said at one time, another show, he wanted to evangelize other planets. And that's what the Pope is saying. It all comes back to roost. Cock-a-doodle-doo. As a matter of fact, disclosure, the Pope says, we're not alone. Rome, in his homily, whatever you call it, anyway, held soon, this past, not long ago, St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis, with a great ease and amazement among the faithful present, reveals, dear brothers, quote, I want to tell you all that we are not alone in the universe. Science has already made so much progress and will most likely soon will know our new brothers and sisters with whom we'll exchange a sign of peace. On that day, there will be wonder and remember that God is one and watching over us all. Oh, my. That was, when was that? I don't have a date for that. This is past this is year. They're getting ready for it. What they're going to have is evil aliens defeated by good aliens. Some people call them angels, aliens, whatever. And that will bring on another dialectic and a big lie. God's angels don't need UFOs. Let me tell you what. That's a lie they're going to try to tell you. Watch out for a counterfeit rapture. A pre-trib rapture is counterfeit. Even Bill Clinton, in April, said alien invasion will be the only way to unite divided world and Vatican astronomers. Ramp up the search for extraterrestrial life. April 2014, Billy Bob Clinton said that. If you saw that there were aliens there, would you tell us? Yeah, Clinton said. He said, if we were visited someday, I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I just hope it's not like Independence Day. Unquote. Y'all being set up, family. Bill Clinton believed that, and I quote, it may be the only way to unite this increasingly divided world of ours. Think about all the differences among people on Earth would seem small if we feel threatened by a space invader. Unquote. Bill Clinton. April 2014. And how about this? 1980s.
I couldn't help at one point in my discussions with privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together. Well, I don't suppose we can wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us, but I think that between us we can bring about that realization. In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war? I think maybe I'd answer it this way. I keep in my frustration sometimes, you know, actually, if you count some of the things going on in smaller countries and all, there have been about 114 wars since World War II. But I've often wondered, what if all of us in the world discovered that we were threatened by a power from outer space, from another planet, wouldn't we all of a sudden find that we didn't have any differences between us at all? We were all human beings, citizens of the world, and wouldn't we come together to fight that particular threat?
Well, there you go, by their own words. So disclosure is a name given to the announcement by various world government leaders that we are not alone in the universe. And in fact, many races of galactic human beings are here. Well, in fact, many races of demons are here. They call them beings. They're not at all. They say they've been here for some time. Yeah, since the flood. And they're here on a peaceful mission. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. And the fact which governments have generally kept hidden from their people until recently. And disclosure will end the period of secrecy that extends back to at least 1947. And 1946 was when they started the destruction of the United States. By the way, yeah, planned failure of Korea and the planned failure of Vietnam and destroy the United States as a country. And that's why the suicides today are 22 to 26 suicides of our vets today. I pray against. Because they want to make sure they don't have resistance. That's why your Bundy situation going on now, to see if we'll rise up against it, so it'll justify martial law. Family, they're all planted together. I'm going to tell it like it is. The practice of denying UFOs or spacecraft exist has been a policy followed by the governments for many reasons. Some laudable reasons are, they're not allowed to, by God. Reasons are, they're not ready yet. That's why. Chickens. But for them, the era in which the existence of other civilizations had to be developed. That's what NASA built up by von Braun, by the Nazis, to build NASA to justify, to convince us that space travel is possible. Iron Mountain Report says, develop a space research program aimed at unreachable targets. And in Iron Mountain Report, the conclusion is develop an extraterrestrial menace. That's what they tell you. Iron Mountain Report, 1963. I've done my research. And they are a bunch of sneaks. And they're going to lose. No one knows exactly when disclosure will take place. In the past, dates are discussed. Acts of reprisal were threatened or have occurred from those who oppose it. Now, I'm going to finish tomorrow. I'm going to consolidate it and give you a nice shot in the arm, no pun intended, tomorrow of maybe some more cloning, if I can find some stuff about it, and certainly disclosure. I'll focus on more tomorrow. What else was I going to talk about? Armed Rebellion. That'll work. Armed Rebellion and disclosure tomorrow in more detail. Armed Rebellion, what that's going to implicate, and disclosure, aliens and all that sort of stuff, RTD2, me. Anyway, family, y'all have a good night, and tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9, then tomorrow, 4 to 6, broadcast, Armed Rebellion, and disclosure, we'll talk about. We're coming to a paradigm. I don't know when is it going to hit. I gave you some ideas what they might do. But either way, you know, bring it on. It's when God allows it and you're in it. Whatever it is, you got to trust in the Lord. Greater is He than you that's in the world. Remember that. You're going to need it. But through the Holy Spirit. Have a great evening. And family, this is the Watchman signing out. God bless. Raise me to my feet, and as I looked into His eyes, the love was shining out from Him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted. Good night. God bless. And the program will begin its 24-hour loop. And see y'all tonight, 7:30 Bible study. God bless. Signing off.